AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Tragedy in Missouri. At least eight people are dead after a series of shootings overnight in several different homes. A gunman is among the dead, according to police. Apparently, he shot himself. This happened in the town of Tyrone, Missouri, near the Arkansas border. Police are holding a news conference this hour at which we hope to learn more. Congress is racing against a midnight deadline to fund the Department of Homeland Security. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander's on Capitol Hill.
While the Senate okays a funding bill that would run through the end of the fiscal year, the approach of House Republicans is to fund the agency for only the next 3 weeks. Democratic Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky says that's a mistake.
This is reckless. This is irresponsible and dangerous.
Neither bill would include the language many conservatives want to block the president's action on immigration. House Democrats plan to oppose the short-term extension, meaning Republicans will have to pass it on their own. The vote will likely be tight, with many conservatives opposing it because it does not include the immigration language. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Now that we know Jihadi John, the man featured in those Islamic State group beheading videos, is a Londoner, will the British find him? Prime Minister David Cameron says they'll go after anyone who harms their citizens.
We will do everything we can with the police, with the security services, with all that we have at our disposal to find these people and put them out of action.
The UN's cultural agency is accusing the militants of cultural cleansing after watching a video showing them destroying ancient Mesopotamian artifacts in Iraq. The Louvre Museum in Paris says humanity's memory is being targeted. The economy grew 2.2% in the October through December quarter, and the Dow opened lower. It's down now 32. This is AP Radio News. Investigators have recovered thousands of emails to and from the former IRS official at the heart of the agency's Tea Party scandal. Ross Simpson's in Washington with this.
The emails were to and from Lois Lerner, who used to head the IRS division that processes applications for tax-exempt status. Last June, the IRS told Congress it had lost an unknown number of Lerner's emails when her computer hard drive crashed in 2011. At the time, IRS officials said the emails could not be recovered, but at a congressional hearing, IRS Deputy Inspector General Timothy Camus said investigators recovered thousands of emails from old computer tapes used to back up the agency's email system, but they don't know how many of them are new. Ross Simpson, Washington.
Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush speaks at the Conservative Political Action Conference this afternoon, though a Tea Party activist says he'll encourage people to walk out. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.